All right, I am here begrudgingly. So Vanessa, we're listening to these professionals who studied relationships. Fuck, I actually don't know their professional terms, but they were a couple studying couples. And there's this point in the conversation where they talk about how to deal with conflicts. Fuck, I can't. Clearly describe this, but hopefully the important stuff I'll remember. And so whatever, we're trying right now. We don't want to talk. We did no planning like usual, because remember, if we do, we'll talk ourselves out of it, and then we don't do it. So just fucking go with the weirdness. We always just go with the weirdness. Hopefully you can hear yourself. We think we're doing this correctly. We'll see. Okay, so basically, there's this point in the conversation where the woman, scientist, let's call her, talks about how it's exciting for people. I mean, this is common knowledge, I think, now. But it's people think that differences are attractive, but then you get together, and the longer you're together, if you fundamentally disagree at, like, the belief, values, principle levels, it's not going to work. Because that's life here as a human. Trying to be with, stay with another human. Love styles. Romantic styles. And they talked about the obvious, which is women are always causing the problems. They're more unhappy, etc., etc., right? Like, we kind of have been able to logistically understand why that would make sense, considering hoe culture and females just fucking everybody up in here and there and everywhere. Like a fucking goddamn Dr. Seuss book that's banned for children now, probably. So why not, Dr. Seuss family, do a racy version? No, I'm kidding. Unless the hoes die, that would be a good lesson. But I digress, probably way too aggressively. Oh well, this is who I am. And so, it's just so intriguing because she talks about then how there are things that couples do. And you can't get over it because it's annoying and obnoxious, etc., etc. And then the most peculiar part, which we could no longer watch this conversation, unfortunately did not trust the information as much after this. That's just us being, like, making personal judgment calls on what we're going to follow and not follow and believe, etc., etc. But she then goes on to talk about something that happens between her and her husband and her relationship. When asked, well, what's the correct way to deal with things that the person we love does, but we can't stand it? And she describes how she's a clean freak, OCD. You know, not that uncommon for women, especially Western. We're so anal about everything, and not in a fun way. That's funny if you could catch it, but it probably not. Anyways, basically, like a lot of Western women here, we want something done and we want it done now. Probably because our mothers before us behave like this and so on and so forth. And we've just been playing monkey see, monkey do with the wrong tools. or ineffective tools. And so she talks about how, like, when she wants something clean, she'll tell her husband, and he doesn't give a fuck, and a week goes by, then she's like, clean it up, and a week goes by, he doesn't give a fuck. Week three, she's like, oh, I'm gonna get mad. Week four, she gets angry, and then he has to clean it up. And the most interesting part for us in this conversation is the fact that this woman was sitting right next to this man, and she's explaining this as a solution, and he visibly looks uncomfortable. I don't think you have to know anything about human psychology to see that that man did not like that solution, did not think it was effective, and it's a shame. It's a shame to be that deep into a study with your partner, and he still can't fucking keep it real with you. Females, this is what we're doing out here. We're weakening men because they're too afraid to be men, manly men, because we punish them and we're not sticking around, so they don't want to give us any reason to leave. So of course they think, oh, we'll just do what she says, she knows best. No, bitch, don't know best. Okay, now we're mostly just talking about us, even though we like to generalize. Vanessa, stay focused. So basically, she treats him like a child, like all women do to all men. Okay, that's just me overgeneralizing again. I'm sorry, I get in my zone and I get very one-dimensional. But you know, a lot of Western women, we do this, and we just treat men like children, like they don't know shit, they ain't about shit, even though they're running everything, keeping everything going, literally carrying the entire team. We're just talking the shit. We're just talking shit. And it's insane. But we just don't. Pay attention. Maybe we're just not paying attention. But she does this fucking shindig, and then expects us to believe that that's the correct way. Like, look at her man. He did not look empowered, happy, strong. He could take on anything. He looked like he wanted to strangle the fuck out of her, but couldn't. And like he regretted this whole entire scientific excursion because she don't get it. She don't get it. And this is just me speaking for people. He didn't say it. He didn't have to. But neither here nor there. The point here, Vanessa, is this really fucking annoyed us. It really was agitating and we did not like it. So this was obviously infuriating for us. And we spend time thinking about it, as we do. And we realize it was so infuriating because we do this shit. Of course we do. We're annoying, dumb, female-y at times also. So we just need to remind ourselves, bitch, that harmonious relationships that are genuine will emulate. So, God. Read some stupid message from my people, but it's okay. Okay, anyways, so like we're just thinking about like how we do this, and we get angry and we want something done. It's not that important. It's really not important. like the trash or the laundry or anything that's not life or death. It's just not that important. It's not that serious. Yet we fucking get crazy. I mean, I don't know. Is it just something about the way men are so chill and calm and reality-based that we just hate it so much because we're unstable and crazy? And by we, I want to mean females collectively, but I should probably just specifically speak about myself. And so, probably the best part about this story for us is that we didn't want to accept that this was true, and we tried to deny it and act like we didn't do that. And then literally immediately after, couldn't have been more than 10 minutes, we did that. Okay, we asked our lover to clean something, and 2 minutes later became aggressive and angry because he hadn't moved and didn't seem to care by female standards. Because don't forget, we've also had enough studies to show that men don't listen the way females do. Men don't have to look at you for some reason. I'm kidding. It's probably like the whole, it's gay as hell if you maintain eye contact with males. I don't know. They don't need to look at us to listen to us. And we've been keeping this in mind. It's been helpful. But we still fucking act crazy. So, we did that and we yelled. And this motherfucker literally gave us just the most disgusted look. And just went and did it. And then we were realizing how dumb we are for trying to act like we didn't do this shit before. Because we do. And then we had to apologize. And we're basically just trying to praise what actually happened. So, say thank you for not only listening to me when I was getting crazy, but for getting crazy about that. You literally did not have to do it. I don't own you. I mean, I do, but you're your own person. Don't have to do what I say. I will make your life miserable sometimes if you don't, but hey, that's just the price you pay with me. Because bitch gotta fight. Okay? And I get it. It was so unattractive. We just want peace. Yeah, motherfucker, cool. So do I, but I also need to fight. Okay? Don't know what that's about, but I know it's true for me, so. He knows this. And I just was saying thank you in this way. Like, thank you. I know technically you don't have to do this, even though you kind of do, because otherwise it'll just be a nightmare. And you don't want to hang around that. I don't want to be that. But sometimes it don't stop, okay? And I'm learning how to pull the trigger. Shut it the fuck down, Vanessa. Shut the crazy down. And so, we just wanted to remind ourselves, Vanessa, that we've learned this lesson early on. Remember, if it's not our thing, it's not our problem. We don't have to worry about it. We don't have to get fucking uptight about shit that don't matter. Okay? Because what if you make a big deal about some shit like that, and then that's the last thing they ever do? How stupid would you feel? Pretty fucking stupid. I don't want people that I love's last moments to be something I made them do and not something they were doing of their own free will. Okay? It's terrible. But, you know, it's also likely because we're bitchy. Okay? We're bitchy. And we like to fight. And we are fucking like gremlins. Do not feed me after midnight. Okay? And so, let's just not do that, okay? It's terrible. We don't want to force people to do things for us. We want them to want to do it. And I know that's such a female thing to do and say, well, and it's a little bit manipulative, but we want to do it in a way that's for hours in all high school, of course, only. And we don't need to be wound up so tight all the time about everything, okay? If the one who mostly's got this shit together isn't freaking out, we definitely don't need to. So get it together. Check it. Check yourself before you wreck yourself, bitch. And remember that the latter can happen, okay? People do things of their own free will because they love us, sometimes a bit begrudgingly, and we kind of feel like we sort of are forcing it. But we've had times where they wouldn't do it. Not just our lover, but just people we love in general. And it happens. We treat people right, they'll treat us right, mostly. I mean, there's hiccups here and there, but again, we're fucking human. We get it. We're literally bitchy, and we need to fight. And specifically fight with lover, but also with people we're close to. Like, we can't be afraid to hurt your feelings, because we're not about to walk on eggshells up in this motherfucker. Okay? A bitch is Shrek, and I can't do that, and I don't want to. I don't want to learn. Maybe. To be more together, but that's a personal thing I'm doing, not to like please you people that I love. If you don't love me like this, great, fucking take a hike. I'm kidding. Obviously I'm gonna be annoying and obnoxious and we gonna fight, and that's fine, because there's safety in it when you do it with me, because I need that, and it just shows that I love you and I say intense things and words like hate. And another thing I can't fucking stand is when people are like, hate's a intense word. Fuck you, pussy. Yes it is, and it's a privilege for me to fucking hate your stupid guts, because if I don't give a fuck about you, I waste zero time, zero energy, don't care, you're dead to me for all intents and purposes, motherfucker. So you should feel fucking touched by an angel that I would even allow myself to get to the level of hate. And again, this is just me. Maybe this is just a Vanessa love language thing happening. But the power of Vanessa compels me. So what can I do? What can be done? Nothing. Because I am powerful, crazy ass bitch. Kind of messy, chaotic, intense. But you can be whatever you want, people that we love and are close to and have allowed into our space. Okay? And just to further remind you, bitch, think about the other day, we had a huge, complete fail. We are fucking failure as a woman slash wife. Okay? What the fuck were we doing? Okay, we did a bunch of shit. Great. Great effort, productive. But then, we oh my gosh. Bless me. We God damn it, sneeze. Now I'm just right. Oh, yes. Okay, so then we started wanting to cook, and our fucking ass took way too many breaks. Way too long. And we're fucking barely putting in the cookies into the oven and realize it's fucking 6 o'clock and dinner ain't ready. Okay? And we started losing it. Again, some legitimate reasons for us to be losing it and be proud that we were trying, but failure. And so finally, we don't know what to do. And we just go to the doorway in the kitchen where you can see the living room, and we yell out for hubs and we're like, help me! Which is so good, because we don't know how to ask for help, especially in the kitchen. And, you know, we're just looking for a pep talk, you know, help us get back into the game or whatever. And normally really good at that, but then he just sort of starts doing things. And before we know it, he's making dinner. And I'm trying so hard, fucking losing it, the last fucking 20 minutes, I quit. And I just leave. I'm like, fuck this. And I go lay down. I'm like, I failed. I needed a relief cooker. And this is embarrassing and a total loss for me. But did we force him to do that? No. Did we manipulate? No. We genuinely were just looking for a pep talk. Get our head back in the game. Support. And this motherfucker solution was to just take matters into his own hands like a fucking man. Like always. And he saved my fucking life. Is that dramatic? Maybe. I don't know, man. I was really... This is a huge fail for me. I'm so disappointed. No dessert for a week. Jesus. But he saved the day, as per usual. And we can lean on him. And that's lovely. What the fuck are we even doing with our life? Don't get us started. But that's what we want. Just a genuine, self-motivated kind of love where we don't have to fucking make a big deal and be a bitch and force things to happen. Okay? Yes, that's part of our package too. Mostly we're learning to control it. So let's just do that. Let's get a better grip of it so when we lose our shit, we can feel that's it is within our right or within our justifications, whatever it is. We know what it is, and our people know. We got the lingo. Well, we just communicate. And so what are we saying? Fucking ask for help. Don't be a douchebag. And don't act like it's only us in this solution making process. Like, we're not alone. We don't need to be doing it alone necessarily. And where we lack, others pick up, because that's what we do. And we like that. Appreciate it. We want to live there and do that and not be little miss, I can't fucking do anything and now I'm angry and I hate everyone and everything all the time. You know, please. Like, we get it, man. Vanessa's a bitch. She's fucking crazy. Yeah, yes. This is true. But doesn't mean I have to stop trying to get better, because eventually I'll get better. I'm just gonna force it. My pure will and strength of self and mind hacking. And we're gonna figure it out. And in the meantime, bitch, just fucking be an exceptional team player / leader when necessary. And realize that we do not have the technical leadership skills necessary, but we got the attitude and the belief. And with those things, nothing's impossible. Also, imagination, visioneering. So, it's fine. We'll figure it out. We can only do that. We can only figure it out. Okay? It's not failure, lose forever. It's just, we're in the process. And we're not seeing a lot of wins by normal people standards. That doesn't mean we can't come up with our own wins and then just keep being self-motivated by them and just allowing it to fan the flames that is our desires, and then, you know, make shit happen or whatever, develop harmonious relationships, which is so much harder than it sounds and seems like it should be. But, you know, learning something and putting it into practice, two different worlds, so makes sense. So stay motivated, I guess. Pay attention, keep doing what you're doing, bitch. And you know, we are who we are, and we can have so much gratitude and love for the fact that we actually know a little bit about who we are more these days, and the people around us also, and love us for it, and we love them, and it's the small things that keep us going, and the small things that mean so much in the end for us. So do what you gotta do to keep your fucking mindset there, okay? And I'll be back. Peace out.